Welcome back to ASM Sakai. Today we're talking Goat Beast. I have Mike in the tire, everything back, Moto Beast. But look at Moto, he is such a diehard One Piece fan. He's so dolled up right now with One Piece gear.
I'm so basic.
But yeah, we're going to be talking about the new episode that just came out, 1088, titled Luffy's Dream. Take it away.
Well, I mean, I think there's two major parts to this episode, right? First was the conclusion to the whole incident with the Blackbeard, right? A good old Rayleigh comes in, saves the day, saves Luffy's second wife. And then the second part is Luffy's dream, which was always dope to hear him talk about his dreams. So, of course, he leaves out of Blue Balls where they don't actually talk about the dream. But
did you notice they changed a lot up?
Did they? I don't.
There's a panel where Nami, after hearing his dream, she basically has this, like this, cute admiration.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. And I think. No, you're 100% right. I think that each of those reactions, I think the manga does it better because there isn't so much going on. It's just single panel
it's our imagination.
Yeah. That really focuses in on their key moments. But I think you have a very good point on that Nami part being like, oh, that's really nice. Or I don't know. But you know what's hard about this?
It was a cute admiration. It was this like you're looking at somebody you really adore or you probably want to fuck. So
yeah,
wife number one. Worlds.
Wifey number one. And then the whole Vivi incident, where I love that part because he kind of re-emphasizes, and he does it throughout the series, but you know, Zoro is, you know, second in command for a reason. It's fucking hilarious, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean we actually talked about it when we got the manga, and we see Zoro go up. Oh, I love the part where he's like, Green Kaido, Green Mom. And then Sanji says something. And then he goes, what do you say,
Fourth Placer? No, he says, shut up, Fourth Placer.
And then they started fighting. And I love how they're just fighting in the corner and everybody's just going on with their day.
Yeah, casual. Yeah. It's almost like, it's a good training for them anyway. So they need to keep fighting.
It's great training. Honestly speaking, Zoro might be a little ahead. Just a little.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, of course he is.
But the fact that they're training and they're fighting and the joke and how Luffy went through all the moments and how Nami and everybody, they're crying, I miss this One Piece. We haven't got this One Piece in a long time. And I miss this casual, carefree, but at the same time, stupidly dramatic One Piece crew, the Straw Hat crew, that are just adorable and fun to cheer for. And I think this episode had everything, especially how it started with Hancock getting choked by Blackbeard and Blackbeard basically getting the option and Kobe just staying there. And you see the interaction of Kobe and Blackbeard saying like, Kobe, you did something for me, so I technically will let you live. But then when the Dark King walks in and you see going back and forth, because you see in the early beginning where Hancock is like devastated and stuff, and you see the escape. But they go back, and then Rayleigh's power and stuff. That shit is so dope. He's so boss.
Yeah, really.
His line, he said, he cannot beat Blackbeard in his current state.
Yeah, it would be silly that he would be able to, right? I mean, Blackbeard is now Yonko. He represents ultimate powers in the pirate world. And Reddy was, as strong as he is, still second command, right? It's not like...
Are we really discrediting second command?
No, I'm not discrediting it, but...
See, as far as we know from manga and all the rumors and everything, people say that he could have been as strong as Goldie Rogers.
Ooh. Could be possible. I mean, Zoro is kind of like that too, right?
Yeah, if you consider Zoro and Luffy at the same time, and I think Rayleigh... being like, you know, when we're looking at One Piece now, we're really comparing Shanks' crew to Luffy's crew and Luffy's crews to Goldie Roger's crew. We're really doing that, okay? And when we're looking at the Dark King, we're comparing him to our current version of the King of Hell. So
you're
seeing, and then you have Odin, you have fucking whatever the other captains of Goldie Rogers we don't know about, like the other side characters we don't know about. But the dynamics of Straw Hats and the parallel versions of each other is so unique that when I see Raylene come in, I'm just like, man, hope we get to see like future Zoro, like future Sanji.
That's kind of why I want another time skip, like a more matured adult.
Like, I think they should have two. One time skip to get forward to the final arc, and one after the final arc.
Okay, yeah, yeah, and the conclusion. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, to be honest, like, we all want to see
AOT.
Yeah. No, and also like Brotherhood, right? Like, Full Metal Alchemist kind of moment.
Imagine it comes full circle and Luffy, Zoro, and all the crew's offsprings are heading out to become pirates.
Oh, that would be a tearjerker, man. I don't know what they would do, but first I do want to see peak Straw Hat, right? Like, they're still kind of teenager, right? I do want to see mid 20s or late 20s.
They're not teenagers because Luffy's 19.
Okay, so Zoro's the same age. So is Nami.
21. No, Zoro's 21. Nami's older.
They should be all the same age.
Age? No, post time skip. She's 20 after time skip. She's older. So yeah. Luffy is probably one of the youngest.
So Luffy's 20 then?
No, he's 14.
Oh, he's 19. He's 19.
Straw
right?
Hats, ages, post. Time skip. So Luffy. Luffy and Usopp are both 17 post time skip, so it became 19. Zoro and Nanji. What the fuck is wrong with
what?
Zoro? Okay. Luffy and Usopp are 19. Zoro and Sanji are 21. Nami's 20. Chopper is 17.
Chopper's age is bullshit. Like, we don't know.
Robin is 30. Robin's 30. Frankie is 36. Brooke is 90 years old.
But what I'm saying is, like, obviously, like, the big trio, right? Like, they're... Would you call 19 and 21 a peak? I wouldn't call that, right? Like, mid-20s?
No, peak would be mid-20s. That's when you... Yeah. Like, that's another topic where that's teenage versus young adult syndrome, whatever you want to call it. As a teenager, at that time, you're like, yo, I'm at my peak. But when you get to peak, you understand peak. So I think we should have a 3-year post skip.
Yeah, that would be nice to see. That would be nice. I think that would be ideal, right?
I think Luffy at 22, 23 just feels better than Luffy at 19. It sounds better too.
Yeah. But I enjoy the only thing I just don't like the blue ball, like calling Luffy's dream, but we don't get to see the dream or hear the dream.
How they did it. I had a smile all over it. I love
the music.
The animation. To me, honestly, the last two episodes are probably some of my favorite One Piece episodes. Not only are they fast-paced, like, I feel like I've seen so many panels from other chapters in this, and it's just flying by. Like, this episode...
Yeah.
It's like a 9.5 out of 10 for me. If you're rating it straight away, 9.5 out of 10. Everything felt great. Like, comparing a manga, there's only that one panel that I was waiting for, the Nami one, because it's the cute animation. Reaction. Yeah. I don't really care about anything else because I feel like Nami is the heart of the crew, because seriously, if anything happens to Nami, the entire crew will shatter. Forget Luffy.
Well, it's not going to happen. She's the navigator.
So I really like how they emphasize on her. So I guess since we're pro Nami and I'm also pro Boa Hancock, whatever, I'm going to favor Nami moments with Luffy and Zoro more because that's the OG crew.
Yeah, it is. And that's how Oda writes the story. It's those trio that drives the story.
If you're being honest, Luffy's left hand is Nami.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's the whole... that's the irony of the thing that people don't talk about enough, is that Nami represents certain direction. She's capable of like clear direction, right? And ironically, Zoro is the one is no direction at all, and that's the trio that started, right? So it's a total opposite, and they're the kind of guiding path for Luffy to make the right decision.
I think you're correct, but I just want to change something up. Nami is the right path. Nami is the correct path. She knows all the paths. Zoro has no paths, but I feel like Luffy just has his luck of always ending up where he's supposed to be. He just skips it.
No, I mean, like, physical directional sense, yes, Zoro doesn't know, but like today's conversation about Vivi, right? He's 100% correct because, okay, Vivi's missing and Vivi's dad's dead. And the whole crew, all the emotional side are being emotional. But Zoro's like, there's nothing you can do about this. Like, there's no actual...
And right, exactly. So, analogy.
Yeah, and so, like, I feel like he also represents the correct choice at times. And we've seen it in multiple times in the past. They both provide a very important perspective that maybe there isn't a right or wrong. And they both kind of intentionally gives you those two sides of the perspective. And Luffy ultimately makes the right, final decision. And in this situation, he's like, damn it, I know you're right, but let us bet at least.
But I think Luffy also knows that Zoro doesn't butt in. And when he does, it's a reason why he's saying it.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know Zoro will die for Luffy. Like, in a heartbeat, he would die for Luffy. Well, anytime,
if there's, like, opportunity to fight, Zoro is always in the wrong. Right? Like every arc, Dressrosa, for example, you were fighting with strong opponents? Why didn't you tell me? Like, everybody's supposed to be like this whole secret Zoro espionage so mission. Yeah. And Zoro's like, no, why didn't you invite me? And like Nami would be like, no, that's not what you're supposed to be saying. That's not the point. So you shouldn't be fighting.
So before Amy joins, what would you rate this episode?
I would say 9 out of 5. 9. I said it. I loved it. Yeah, when they did the slow place intro music to going to introduce Luffy. That was good. To be honest, this weekend with One Piece news, I've been like,
hold that excitement. So
I know.
There you have it. We talked about 1088. We both loved it, adored it. Comparing manga anime. Beautiful job. I wish they did this with Wano, but we're gonna leave it short. Make sure you like and subscribe. Comment below. What are your thoughts on 1088? My wife is a One Piece fan now, or she's getting there. So, yay! Great times. We'll catch you next time. Peace out.